السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International on this beautiful Tuesday morning, 7th of January 2025, corresponding with the 7th of Rajab 1446. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanallahil azim. Ya latifan bi khalqihi. Ya aliman bi khalqihi. Ya khabiran bi khalqihi. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahdahu. Wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا عهدا الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدعاء سلاح المؤمن. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning, the 7th of January, 7th of Rajab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you an apa afiyat. Allah ta'ala accept the khidmat of deen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take Markaz Sahaba from strength to strength and be the voice of haq and ilahi kalimatullah. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Maulana Salim Kareem and Appa, and Jazakallahu khairan to our brother Dawood Bonley, and thank you very much to our brother Bonface. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 7th of Rajab 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 41, Surah Hamim As-Sajda or Surah Fussilat, and today we discuss verses 41, 42 and 43. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, Inna alladhina kafaru, verily those people who are non-Muslims. So those people who are non-Muslims, they are sane and they are mature. And remember that they belong to any denomination, any cult, any religion besides Islam. So then they will fall under the purview of this verse. So verily the non-Muslims, kafaru bi zikri, They have rejected the Quran Sharif. They rejected the Sunnah Mubarakah teaching, preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Read chapter 15, verse number 9. That will give you a better understanding. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra. Verily, definitely, surely, we have revealed this Quran, this reminder. Nazzalna dhikra. Piecemeal gradually. Wa inna lahu lahafidun. And definitely we will preserve it, protect it, no addition, no omission. Chapter 15, verse 9. So here also Allah uses the word bizikri. So they rejected the Quran Sharif and the commentary of the Quran, the Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of the Master, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lamma ja'ahu. When it came to them. So that also is not hidden and obscure from us. We are well aware of it. Wa innahu. And remember that this zikr and this reminder, la kitabun aziz, is that kitab that its power is exalted power. It was, it is, it will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mu'jiza al khalida, the perpetual eternal miracle of the Master sallallahu Allah alayhi wa sallam, and al-mu'jiza al-kubra, the greatest miracle of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See what Almighty Allah gives guarantee. La ya'tihi al-batilu min bayni yadayhi wa la min khalfi. No falsehood can come to it, nor from in front of it, nor from behind it, nor from any direction. And remember, regarding the previous books and scriptures, Almighty Allah never ever gave guarantee. Almighty Allah entrusted it to them. You the rabbis, you the scholars of the Jewish faith, you the pope, you the priest, you the pastor, you must look after it. بِمَسْ تُحْفِذُوا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَكَانُوا عَلَيْهِ شُهَدَى. So Almighty Allah made them in charge. The Rabbaniyun wal-Ahbar and all of them. So chapter 5, verse number 44. And what a mess they made of it. They brought about additions, omissions, interpolations, and they corrupted the text and the meaning of their books. Therefore, today no Jutla, no Jutli, no Jew, no Zionist can produce one authentic copy of the Torah. The same Torah that was revealed to Prophet Moses, revealed to Moshe, and revealed to Nabi Musa alayhi salam. And therefore, they don't have a single person, the chief rabbi of Israel, chief rabbi of South Africa or any other country, can read the entire original Torah by memory. Same thing with the Bible, the Gospel, the Injil. Nobody can read it. When we challenged the Pope, the answer came, there's no hope for the Pope. So you can see that how they are living in darkness. And we Muslims have the nur, the radiance and effulgence of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the nur of the noble Quran and Sunnah Mubarakah. Tanzeelum min hakeemin hameed. This Quran Sharif was revealed piecemeal gradually. From who? Min hakeemin hameed. From him Almighty Allah, who is all wise and all worthy of praise. You hear a person's name Abdul Hakim. You hear a person's name Abdul Hamid. Or a baby girl's name will be that Amatul Hakim, Amatul Hamid. Excellent names that are. So now, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will use derogatory remarks against you. They will say you are a sha'ir, that you are a poet, you are a sahir, you are a fortune, you are a madasting jadugar, and you are, you know, sahir, a person involved in jadu, witchcraft, and you know, in all these type of things there, sorcery and magic and so forth. So you must not bother yourself with them. Ma yuqalu laka. They will not tell you anything and criticize you. Illa ma qad qila lirrusul, except those same words were said for the prophets and messengers min qablik, before you. This you call ala sabili tasalli. This was to pacify, console, rahmatulil alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You must not bother about the opposition. You are speaking the truth, and therefore they do not find it acceptable palatable, and the truth is always better. Watawaso bil haqqi, watawaso bis sabr. So invite people towards the truth of Islam. Islam is the only true religion, no other religion. And when people are upset and define it, you know, not palatable, acceptable, exercise patience when they make derogatory remarks. Inna rabbaka, verily your sustainer, nourisher, provider. Lazdu, he is the sole possessor, maghfira, to forgive people. When we go to a mosque nowadays, a new masjid, a new mosque, it was a church previously, so the imam there will take me and say, see, this is the confession room where the priest used to sit. And then that behind, between him and that person, he comes, oh father, oh priest. Then that person will say he committed fornication, adultery. Then he will say that, okay, I forgave you, don't worry, and we'll pray for you. Then in the next sentence he said, but you know what, father, I committed the adultery or the fornication with your daughter. Then the explosion starts, you see that? So they the haramis, remember these things here. So that in Islam, nobody can forgive our sins that we committed against Almighty Allah, except Almighty Allah Himself. Ladhu maghfira, He is the sole possessor of forgiving us for our vices and sins. Wazu iqabin alim, wazu iqabin alim, and is the sole possessor of a painful, terrible, horrible punishment that will be in this world, this one sample, and in the year after, perpetual, eternal punishment. If the person died with kufr and shirk, that is with blasphemy and polytheism, idol worship and nifaq and hypocrisy. May Almighty Allah protect us min al kufri wa shirki wa nifaqi, from blasphemy, polytheism, idol worship and nifaq and hypocrisy. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, is the 7th of Rajab 1446, Gaza genocide. Today is day number 439. Herein we present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally and globally. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. 5 jutlas killed and Alhamdulillah 13 of them injured. We say Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Let them get roasted, toasted in the hellfire. Good riddance to them. Those who are injured, may they join them also and go to hell. Good riddance to you. So the United Nations condemns Israel's attack on the Gaza aid convoy. The World Food Program were taking in aid, and Israel, the army, the IDF, the Israeli diaper force attacks them. So they are at law unto their own. Remember that they feel they can get away with anything because they got two morons there, one Biden and one Trump, you see. So they got them there and they are their puppets and so forth. The world can see state terrorism of Israel and America, both haramis. Ben Gvir, this is what your Haaretz newspaper writes. Ben Gvir, the worst minister of security in the history of Israel from 1948 till now, he's the worst of the worst. There you have it, folks. So you can see that that is what they're saying. The hostage list which Hamas sent to them, to the Israelis, 34 names sends Israel into turmoil. Some say, why my brother's name is not there? One say, why my sister's name is not there? So we didn't know they're alive and so forth. And Netanyahu, under huge pressure from the Jutlis there in Israel, the Jews and Zionists, and from America and others as well. And the High Court is Hamas. Can you believe that? The ruling party, the Likud party of Netanyahu, Setanyahu, the war criminal says, and his followers, that Hamas are the High Court. So the High Court is rather passing for verdicts in favor of Hamas. Are you like that? So that is the Pakka Haramis they are. They want to deflect the attention from themselves. Germany freezes funds and aid for many organizations, and some of them are Israeli aid and for Jewish people also. Well done. Anybody causes harm to America, Israel, Britain and India, we will support them. Yemeni targets US ships, and Yemeni's Houthis are winning. And I sent it out late last night, you must remember, on my status. This is not we saying, this is their own intelligence officers saying that they got nothing to lose, the Houthis. They are prepared to fight till the end, and America's name, reputation is in the gutters and in tatters and so forth. So 9 killed in a bomb attack in central India. So things are getting hot. So what did the Indian army do? So the Indian army went to Kashmir, and you must remember they murdered 57 Kashmiris and burned 400 houses and shops of the Muslims, remember there. So this is what India has become, Hindutva, the Hindu terrorist regime, where the Muslims and the Sikhs and the Christians will be treated as second, third, fourth class citizens, and the special target will be the Muslims, because Muslims are 220 million there in India alone. So therefore, they used to say the largest democracy in the world. So remember, the haramis, just like Israel. Israel tells the world they are the only democracy in the Middle East, but they will treat their own people, remember, as, you know, scum and third, fourth class people, while they are the scum themselves. The Jutlas are protesting, and they say they will not partake in conscription and not go work in the army and serve the army of Israel. We rather go to prison and jail. So that happened yesterday as well. The U.S. envoy says Israel will withdraw completely from South Lebanon. How's that? A victory for Hezbollah and Lebanon. Thousands without water in the Republic of Ireland. So imagine that, a European country and no water there in many parts. Justin Trudeau of Canada resigns. After one decade almost he was in power, now humiliated, disgraced by his own party, kicked out. So Trump says best thing for you is you become the 51st state of America, and we will make you great. You know, Trump is a narcissist, the egoist, and he forgets he's the biggest criminal and the only criminal to enter the White House. Listen to this, Credit Suisse, whatever the hell you call it. So this is the bank, so withheld data about the Nazi accounts. You see that? Because they keep quiet, and then they can just take it themselves and enrich themselves. These banks are haramis also, majority of them. Heavy rains in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Jeddah. All the Arab, Saudi Arabian newspapers in English, Arabic are running with that article. And remember that India condemns Pakistan's strike on Afghanistan. Suddenly India became a big friend of Afghanistan because they're making deals and so forth. Sarkozy, you remember him, the harami of France. He was once upon a time the president. He's on trial for the illegal funds he got from Gaddafi and so forth and so on. They hate the Arabs and Muslims, but they love their money and dollars and so forth. Listen to this incident. Bashar Assad, Pakka Kafir Harami Shia. So Assad's regime executed 94 Hamas members without any trial. And Tony Blair, the harami, the war criminal, said Bashar Assad should be given the knighthood. He should be called Sir Bashar Assad. You know why? Because when they couldn't do the job, they would send their people there towards Syria, and they knew they will just execute them. So remember, every dog has his day. You George Bush, and you Tony Blair, and you Blinken and Biden, all you bees, and you are bees, big bees, haramis, one day will come for you. That I promise you, remember that. Ex-Israeli soldier running a prostitution ring. He has been deported from Colombo. You must Colombia. So you must remember that Colombia. So it shows in South America. Wherever they go, they're haramis. They must do something upside down, humiliated and disgraced. 32%, you can say one third of the Palestinians that are in Israeli jails are under administrative detention. You know what is administrative detention? Under the apartheid white Boer regime in South Africa, they had a law, detention without trial. So that is the same thing the jutlas are doing. They can just pick you up and say administrative detention. They pick up a Palestinian male, female, adult child and say that. And you come tell me these people are democracy. You tell me these are human beings. They are the swines and the pigs on this earth according to Quran. Quran Sharif states, Surah 5, verse number 60, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرُ. Their forefathers, remember, Allah transformed them into swines and pigs and monkeys. If you don't believe in that as a Muslim, you're out of the fold of Islam. Should remember that, chapter 5, verse number 60. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician or any country for that matter. So remember that Mozambique, big problems. The leader there is coming back on Thursday of the opposition, and Friday is supposed to be the inauguration of the president, and he says, I'm ready for martyrdom. He knows the public is with him. So there's going to be more mayhem, turmoil and chaos in Mozambique. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِذُهُ وَوَرْحَمُ الرَّحِمِينَ. China says there's another virus creeping in. They're all creepy crawlies, these guys. The first one, they said, from Wuhan. We asked them, this virus came from where? He said, ching, ching, tingling. You understand? All nonsense, you must remember. The first virus, also a scam. And a plandemic and a scamdemic. Only idiots believed in it, remember that. We rejected it and so forth. And you get the one crazy Maulvi, supposed to be Mufti, Mufatiya, Murtad. He says that you go in the masjid and make sajda, there you'll get virus. On that statement alone, you become Murtad and out of the fold of Islam. Let us give you news from South Africa. A cop was killed in P.E. Kabeha. That's in Port Elizabeth. Why? Because of police recklessness. You find that one guy who was supposed to be guilty or what, so they let him go. Hopeless, you know. Apartheid was a crime and against humanity, but when you saw a policeman, you knew that this guy is a policeman. You see, today's policeman, you can see it's written on his forehead, you understand, KFC and all that. Hopeless, useless characters. Majority of them, you must remember this. So now you must remember that there's a lion on the loose in the Kruger Park. You in Komatipoort, better watch out my connections. Maybe the lion comes to visit you there in Komatipoort. So a lion is on the... Only South Africa you find all these crazy, crazy stories. And then that is what they wrote. Maybe late at night they wrote something else. So yeah, McDonald's, which we say is haram. So there by the McDonald's in the Gauteng, there was a shootout and a six-year-old boy also was shot dead. That is South Africa. The Wild West, you see that? So today's programs here on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So the 8:30 to 9, inshallah, will be Mawlana Musa Lahir and Mawlana Zahid Khan. And 11 to 12, the bliss of marriage. 1 to 2, tafsir of the noble Quran. Mawlana Salim, we have 24 minutes, inshallah. So let's fire up with the Q&A. Allah reward you.
Kisab, is it jayz and permissible to deal with Bitcoin?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Bitcoin, our fatwa is that all these things are not permissible. Why is not permissible? That is not considered as an official currency, meaning that I can't just go to any shop or any factory and tell them, take this Bitcoin and I want to purchase ABC XYZ. If somebody is accepting it or some supermarket or shop, that doesn't mean that it is an accepted currency. So therefore, and there are other reasons also, but that's the easy reason. We say for a Muslim to invest in Bitcoin and all that will not be permissible. This is another strategy of the jutlas to make people fools, remember.
Mufti Sahab, what other dua can be recited in the month of Rajab?
Remember that during the month of Rajab, we should try and read the following two duas. The first one is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. It is a weak hadith, but in Fadail and virtues is acceptable. Open Babul Jumu'ah in Mishkat, you will find it there. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban. O Almighty Allah, grant us barakah during this month of Rajab and Shaban. Wa balighna Ramadan. And O Almighty Allah, spare pray us for the month of Ramadan. The second dua we should try and read, I will read it in the collective way, that is the plural, including all of us. Ubadah bin Samit, who's buried there right at the entrance of Masjidul Aqsa on the left hand side, on Maqbaratul Rahma, the graveyard of mercy. He states, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us this dua, and the hadith is mentioned in Kanzul Ummal and Tabarani. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that protect, save us for Ramadan. Wasallim Ramadan alana, and protect Ramadan for us. Meaning, there will be no problems, understand, that with the moon or other issues. Suddenly you find there's a war breaking out and a virus breaking out and creating problems without any justification. وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that whatever good actions we do, you accept it, and a good speech, so you accept it in your court. So try and learn these du'as and teach it to your children and students and read it from now.
Muftisab, if a person intends to go for Hajj but has debt, and the person who the debt was taken from says that you can pay me off within 3 years and allow them to go for Hajj, can that Hajj be valid?
Yes, 100%, as long as the person who's the creditor, that who gave you that amount, is happy with it, that he will receive the payment in the next 3 years and so forth. So you know today to get accredited and all, there's a long, long problem. So therefore, go for Hajj, my brother, sister. Sister, go with your husband, go with your mahram. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man arad al-hajj fal yata'aj. Whosoever makes intention of Hajj, so then he must make haste. Do not defer it, do not postpone it, do not delay it. That is what the Hadith Sharif is telling us. Open Mishkat Sharif, open Musnad Ahmad, Abu Dawood, various compilations. So it's an authentic Sahih Hadith.
Muftisab, when doing Umrah, is it compulsory for the lady to be with the mahram for the entire Umrah steps?
Remember that sometimes what will happen is this, that the husband and wife, for example, or the father and daughter, that they start together the Umrah, okay? And thereafter, now because the crowd is big, so now they get separated. So the father finishes before the daughter, or daughter finishes after the father, but they separated, but they both are there in the Haram Sharif, so yes, it is permissible. The idea is that you walk together right through, so the husband can hold his wife's hand, not for romantic reasons, for security reasons. The father holds his daughter's hand and they go. But sometimes it does happen, the crowd is so big and people get, you must remember, split up and so forth. Or the father or the husband walks fast and the wife or daughter walks then slowly, or vice versa. The daughter or the son, you must remember that they are walking very fast. Fast, and you find that the mother, that she is walking slowly, slowly, the son, he just walks. So still, in all cases, it would be acceptable, the Umrah will be valid, and so forth. We can just extend another issue with that. Many a time, the men are sleeping, or they are, you know, they're tired. You know, men got a lot of excuses. So now the wife, they got a lot of jazbah, zeal, enthusiasm. They say they want to go for a nafil tawaf. They want to go and make a tawaf. So now better is you go with your husband, with your mahram, your father, brother, son, and so forth. But if you go alone, the fatwa verdict will be it is permissible, although desirable to go with your husband or your mahram.
Muftisab, there is a boy in our locality that is on drugs and he is poor. He admitted and said he's ready to go to the rehab. Question is it permissible to pay the rehab fees with interest money and sadqa money?
So remember that first of all, these rehabs are not something very cheap, you know. I haven't found a rehab that works less than 10,000 rand a month. They will charge 10, 20, 40, 50, 100,000 also I know of. Per month, that is. So they just charge, they rip you off, you must remember. So if this person feels he should be given a second chance in life because he's on drugs, he'll tuck from the tuck off. If you know Afrikaans day in Cape Town, one common drug is duck, you know. And in Afrikaans, you say, hulle is duck van die tuk. They fed up, you must remember, with the tuk and so forth. So now you say, okay, we got interest money. We'll give that there to the rehab or sadqa money and so forth. So yes, the fatwa verdict will be, it's permissible.
Mufti Saab, please advise, what is the ruling for females following behind females in Salah?
So the question here is, the Imam is a lady and her followers are also females. Is that permissible or not? Go open Imam Abu Dawood's kitab, the famous work, Sunan Abi Dawood. You will find a Tarjamatul Bab, a heading there, Babu Imamatin Nisa. That is the heading. So can ladies perform and make imamat? So one day there was a lady, Umme Waraka. She requested the master, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the same lady, Umme Waraka radiallahu anha, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please come to my house and you read the two salat there and you show me which is the best place I can make the imamat for the ladies. So from that hadith it is proven, it is permissible. Among the fuqaha and the jurors, always remember what Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, wonderful great statement in his great work Kitabul Jami'u ma fi sunnah sharhul lil Quran. Whatever is in the sunnah, the teaching, preaching of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is elaboration, explanation of the Quran. Wa jami'u ma taquluhu ala imma sharhul li sunnah. Whatever the various imam says, it is commentary of, you must remember, the sunnah. So the Shafi'is, Hanbalis and them, they allow it. Hanafis say not permissible. Malikis also say not permissible. So therefore we will say, in this day and this age, it's just better that you don't do it, especially according to Hanafis. And Ramadan Mubarak is coming near. You will see some Hanafi ladies running from their houses and going from here to there. And they say, what are you doing? Say, no, we're going to read Taraweeh Salat behind us, Appa, and behind us, Hafiza and Muallima. According to Hanafis, that's not permissible. The fatwa is, now you call 30, 40, 50 ladies, and now you know, read behind Hafiza and Appa and Muallima. So the fatwa is not permissible. Shafi, Zambalis and them acceptable.
Mufti Saab, a brother was advised to read Surah Muzammil 7 times daily for success and prosperity. He wants to know if there is a hadith to support this claim.
Remember that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informs us in the Noble Quran, Surah Muzammil. If you study the Surah, Surah Muzammil, Surah Muddassir, chapter 73, chapter 74, they were revealed right in the initial stages and phases of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's prophetic life, meaning after the age of 40. So now to read it is very great. But the adad, the amount there, you must read it 7 times. You must read Surah Yasin 41 times. You must read Surah Maryam, Surah Yusuf so many times. So that number and quantity has no basis in Islam. Some buzruk, some pious person, it's just a suggestion. It's just an opinion. It's not something that we will say is even mustahab or sunnah, nothing like that. So we need to be very clear. We must draw a distinction with what is authentic and what is just a mere suggestion or a mere opinion. So we will say to read Surah Muzammil, Surah Muddassir, and blow on a person who's sick or whatever you, all very good. The whole Quran Sharif is shifa. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَى. But to say read 7 times Surah Muzammil, 41 times Surah Yasin, that has no basis in Islam. We must draw the dichotomy and distinction. Otherwise, you will have the sunnah and bid'ah all confused and your fuses will get blown. Therefore, the ulama are strict on that issue.
Mufti Saab, please let me know if it's okay to say that you should be buried after your ghusl from the ghusl room to the cemetery. Unfortunately, children don't care anymore, or should it be taken from a family home?
Let me just rephrase that question, because some of you maybe don't even understand what the question is. What the lady is saying, lady or male, you understand, but it seems like a lady, that she's so disappointed with her own biological children, she says that after the ghusl is given, that they have bathed her or bathed him there in the ghusl khana. You know, you nowadays, every masjid or every second masjid has a bathing room for the deceased. So after that, then take us to the graveyard and read the Salatul Janazah there and bury us. Don't take us home, as these children got no time for us today, and they're only interested in their cell phones and TVs and wasting time and want our money. For us as human beings and as parents, they don't have time. So that is the question. Yes, it's very good to do that. After the ghusl and bathing is done, whether you have pious children or not, best is to take the mayyit, the deceased, straight there to the graveyard, perform the Salatul Janazah, and then bury the person, and then you make your dua and so forth. Why? Because in burial, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, we should make ta'jeel, we should make haste. You must remember that. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if he's a good person, then take him to a better place. If he is not a good person, get rid of him as soon as possible. For what you want to keep him? So it's authentic hadith, open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, and so forth. But now you say, no, take to the house, and then, you know, the people want to delay. That's not good. Although permissible, but not encouraged, remember that.
Mufti Sahib, in the haram, 5 meters in front of the men's row, some women make a row in salah. Is the salah acceptable, or should it be repeated?
Mo Salim Kareem, what I'm going to tell you now, it will resonate with you because you met all of them also, alhamdulillah, I'm sure of that. 1974 was the first time that I went, you understood, for Umrah, and I went from Karachi, from Newtown Madrasa, and remember that I spent 6 weeks there, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. My beloved parents came from South Africa, and they spent 5 full weeks there. Then they went to London and UK and all those places, and Zurich and where, and then they landed up in Pakistan. Anyway, cut long story short, so when we were there, so where Hazrat bin Nuri used to go, so we used to go with, you know, understood. So lo and behold, can you imagine such a majlis? Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahullah is there, Hazrat Sheikh Nawar Allahu Marqadahu is there, and the other giants from India, Pakistan, senior muftis were there. The masla they were discussing is this, in the Haramain, especially Haramul Makki, that there's complete mix-up going on. The men and the women, sometimes on your right-hand side, you're reading Salat behind the Imam. And remember, a lady is there, sometime on your left-hand side, sometime in front of you. So understand this masla properly. It's only for Makkah Mukarramah. And remember, this is when you are reading Salat in Jama'ah and congregation. Everybody is reading Salat on their own, so this doesn't apply. Okay, so you got all that. So this is the masla, I call it the triangle masla. So triangle now, your name is Abdullah, Ahmed, Muhammad, whatever, you reading Salat. So in front of you, where you are going to perform sujood and sizda, so there, in just front of you, if there's a lady, so you must not read Salat directly. You're going to read Salat behind her buttocks and all that when she goes into sizda. So that's not right, not permissible. You can't be reading Salat in Jama'ah behind the Imam and in congregation, and the lady is right on your right-hand side. Her shoulder basically is touching your shoulder. So you are like specked up, you know. So that also is not permissible. Similarly, that the lady must not be on your left-hand side. So you must ensure when you start your salat, there is no lady directly in front of you. nor on your right hand side, nor on your left hand side. If she's further ahead of you, or she's in line with you, but not directly by you, so then because of darura and extreme need, then the fatwa only for Makkah, it will be permissible and everybody's salat is valid, because the crowd is beyond your control nowadays, especially Ramadan time, Hajj time, 2-3 million people come, then what you expect, you understood? So I was witness to this, mashallah. Hazrat Sheikh Nawarullah Marqadahu, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri Rahimahullah, and great, great muftis were there. So that we just sat at the back as khadims, you know, and they were discussing this issue there. So wonderful majlis, remember. So that is the fatwa you should practice on.
Mufti Saab, if a lady only has a daughter and she has a brother and a husband passes away, Islamically, whose duty is it to look after her when her spouse passes away?
So there is a lady, she sees her husband is very old or sickly, so now she's worried about her future. So now let's say the husband passed away, just for our purpose here, right? Now she also has her brother, and she also has her own daughter as well, from this husband here, so, or previous husband, but it's her daughter. So who must look after who? So all the financial expenses, the brother must bear all that. He is responsible. وَعَلَى الْوَارِثِ مِثْلِ ذَلِكَ. When she passes away, remember, then he will inherit, because it's just according to the question, it's just one daughter, she gets 50%, and the remaining 50% will go to her, to him, to the brother, so 50-50. So the financial expenses, the brother must be responsible. And the khidmat and serving the mother and looking after the mother, so maybe she's ill, sickly, she needs a massage, she needs this, so that the daughter must do. So Islam has a unique system, remember. إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَعْطَى كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقَّى. Verily Almighty Allah has given every person their rights, if they are eligible to rights. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Daraqutni, and various compilations.
Muftisar, somebody gave you zakat money and specifically said to give it at a certain place. Are you allowed to give it to someone else who is zakatable?
When you give zakat, you can't make conditions. You must remember that. Somebody told me, take the zakat and give it to Darul Uloom ABC. But lo and behold, so when you made me your wakil, you made me the representative, so I went, and lo and behold, I passed another Darul Uloom XYZ, not the one you mentioned, and so forth. So I felt that this XYZ Darul Uloom is much more deserving than ABC Darul Uloom, because they are rich and this other one is poor. So I took your zakat, and I know that these people are 100% mustahik and deserving, so totally permissible. So we will say that when you appointed somebody to give out your zakat, you can say it's better you give here, but you can't make it a condition. So no conditions can be applicable whilst paying zakat. So we must always remember that when you're giving out hiba, a gift, you gave your wife a gift, your wife gave husband, you gave your son, or you give your neighbor, you can't attach conditions to it. Remember that. So whether it is Sadaqah, voluntary charity, zakat, mandatory charity for Muslim, poor Muslims only, or hiba, you are giving a gift, no conditions must be attached.
Mufti Saab, when going for Umrah, when and how should we read the 4 rakat sunnati mu'akkira before Juma Salah, as the Adhan is given at Zawal and Khutbah starts immediately after Adhan?
That's a very, very good question. It started about 7-8 years ago. So Sheikh Sudais is the Rais of Haramain Sharifain. He's supposed to be there. He's a Pakka Chamcha, sidekick of, you understand, MBS and them. And remember, the Grand Mufti in Saudi Arabia, to become Grand Mufti, you must be blind. There was Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah bin Baz. He was a very great scholar. It doesn't mean we agree, but he was a very great scholar, very sincere also. If you read his biography, many places you will cry. You must remember that. What were sacrifices he made? So anyway, Allah forgive him. He's buried there in Maqbaratul Adal day in Makkah Mukarrama. Now the Grand Mufti is also another chamcha sidekick of the Saudi government, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah Ali Sheikh. We met all of them several times. So now you must remember that there 6, or maybe 7, 8 years ago or more also, they passed the fatwa that the adhan will be given half an hour in the Haramain Sharifain before the exact time of Jummah starts. You see? So the first question is this, is that permissible or not? It's not permissible according to the Malikis, Shafi'is, Hanafis. So all three say not permissible. Only permissible according to Hanbalis. Now then, Sudais will speak of unity. You had this thing running for 100 years, you understood? That way you used to give adhan the right time, and now you changed it. You say, no, the Hanbali school says like that. So the Hanbali school says like that, but their dalil is very, very so weak, you must remember on that issue. So if you want to know this masla, go open Al-Fathur Rabbani, ala Mufradati Ahmad bin Hanbal Shaybani, you will find it there. So you, the Hanafis normally will ask these questions. So when must we read that 4 rakats? So read it while the second azan is on, you can do that. Or like this week Friday when I was there in 4 ways, so the second azan went just before the khutbah, about 26 past 11 South African time, Saudi time 25 past 12 26 past 12, so like that when it's there. Or you read the 4 rakats after your all the sunnats and everything, so then you can do it that way. That's the safer option. Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjidul Aqsa. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti Sahib, jazakumullahu khairan for this beautiful question and answer session this morning, and to enlighten the Ummah on a daily basis. Subhanallah. Allahumma zidna ilman nafi'a. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'a. Allah grant us beneficial knowledge. How important it is, and mashallah, it gives you that peace and sukoon that every day I'm learning a new masla. And alhamdulillah, I'm teaching it to others. Ad-dallu ala al-khayr kafa'ilihi. The person who guides others towards doing good and that person practices upon it, Allah will credit you as well and reward you.